It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Friday, and that disgusting feeling that you had waking up this morning is the Patriots offense. And you can talk about that all day long on this radio station and on this show. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up at 7:45, and we'll find out why horned-up senior citizens are creating a national health nightmare in this country. That is coming up.
Yeah.
But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Well, where do you want to start this morning, Shime? I'm assuming most of it is Patriots.
Yeah, it's only appropriate we begin with the New England Patriots. So post-game yesterday, Gerard Mayo spoke to the media, and he was asked if there was a chance that there would be a change made at the quarterback position, and this is how Gerard Mayo responded.
I don't know. Look, we talk about every single week, you know, you're competing for a job. So we'll get together as a coaching staff and see where it goes.
Okay.
I mean,
the change is coming.
That's a better answer than he gave us every time it came up the last couple of weeks, which is that Jacoby Brissett is our quarterback.
As an organization, we're still 100% behind Jacoby.
Right?
It's a much different answer than
so,
what he...
Okay, all right. So that's...
Bye-bye, Jacoby.
Yep.
Yeah, so for those who want to see Drake May, like Shime and Wiggy, then maybe that's a little bit of positive that comes from the nightmare that was last night.
No, that's the one thing I was, you know, hoping for, you know, kind of watching the game. Like, it might be so bad where they just get to the point where it's how long can you do it for with Jacoby Brissett, and what does he give you? And then we asked this question yesterday. Like, if I'm, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm going, what does he give us if I'm in that meeting room that we can't get from Drake May?
Just the veteran experience.
Yeah, but even with that, what is the veteran? What does the veteran experience give us on the positive end?
He's like, very good at losing.
You know what I'm saying, Greg? Like, oh, you say, okay, the veteran experience. All right, what positive is coming out of that?
I think it playing it safe, but I think that leads to him holding the football too long,
right?
All the time.
I mean, you brought it up earlier. Like, he does not get rid of the football.
But what is he coached to defend Jacoby for a second? What do you think the number one thing that has been drilled into his head since the training camp has started is?
Don't throw the ball away. Don't force the ball. Don't make mistakes.
Right. Don't turn it over.
Don't turn it over. And that's what you get is a guy that's playing way too safe. That miss throw on Hooper, the one early in that game, was so huge. God, was that a huge miss. I mean, it wasn't even close to him.
Because in the very next play, it's like, oh, it's third down. The Jets can bring pressure. And what do you know? Sack.
Right.
But if you're going to be, and I think maybe you brought this up, Curtis, or maybe it was a call, I think it was a caller earlier. If you're going to be a run-first football team, no, it was you, Curtis, and then you respond to Pop Douglas popping off and go out there and go away from the run and try to force the ball to the wide receivers, you're in trouble.
Right, and then if I'm, I don't know, Tyquan Thornton, do I say, oh, maybe I'll bitch this week and I'll get the ball?
Right. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, before the game, Robert Kraft spoke with Taylor Rooks on the Thursday Night Football broadcast on Amazon Prime and talked about when he had dubbed Gerard Mayo as the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
Well, look, Gerard learned a lot from Bill and, you know, the technical background, but they're each special individuals. I've gotten to know Gerard over the last 15 years, and you know, I picked him 5 years ago to be our next head. He's very special. It's great to have the ability to train under Bill.
That's terrible. That is an unnecessary shot at Bill. Like why?
He can't help himself.
Why though? I
But how's that a shot at Bill, though?
Because he had Gerard picked 5 years ago. Years ago, we thought that Bill was going to coach till he was 80.
Yeah, but I think he's recognizing the guy that he wants next, and Bill's at the end of his career, and he's basically saying, okay, I know Bill's he can't do this forever, and here's the guy that I'm tapping as the next guy.
Okay, so we are to believe that was his first year coaching. We are to believe that Robert Kraft immediately saw that he was going to be head coach material.
And not to be, I don't want to oversimplify it, Greg, but could you make the argument that Bill did to Tom what Robert did to Bill, which is they each had the best person at the most important position that they hire, and instead of doing everything they could to maximize that window, they tried to hurry the guy out.
Yeah.
Like, Bill was ready to move on from Tom in 2014. Robert was ready to move on from Bill 5 years ago. Both would have been catastrophic mistakes.
Yeah.
And I just think, Wiggy, you got to put yourself 5 years ago. Like, do you think Bill felt at the end of his career 5 years ago? No.
No, not that Bill felt that way, but I think Kraft's looking at, okay, who's the next guy?
Yeah, but Kraft tapping him would then have to believe that no other team was going to pick him up in 5 years.
Well, maybe he thought that Bill was going to retire, right? Bill had always said, I'm not going to be like Marv Levy and coach into my 70s or whatever it is.
And to be fair, Bill did have that relationship with the Jets where he was the replacement for Parcells in waiting. So yeah. I don't know if that was a shot at Parcells, that he just knew he was going to get the job when Parcells left.
And like even with Tom, I think Bill's probably looking at like Tom's getting older and, you know, we need to stop planning for the future. Maybe this guy can't do it no more at the level we want him to do it. But I don't think that Bill was the reason why Tom left. I think I think it was more about the money, and I don't know if they actually offered him the money. And then if they did, I think Tom got to the point where he was like, yo, I'm done with Bill.
I mean, great point from a texter. Wasn't Josh McDaniels the coach in waiting 5 years ago?
Well, if that was Bill's coach in waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Jillian from Chelmsford. What's up, Jillian?
I just want to say I'm not super eager to have Drake May out there, and I will tell you why. I mean, that game yesterday – I felt like Brissett had about a second most of the time to get that ball off before the defenders were descending upon him. And I just feel like his ability to stay calm and not just have a million turnovers was kind of remarkable. And I don't know, putting a young quarterback out there, you saw when he did play, I felt like there were about three that could have gotten picked off of the passes that he did in the 3 minutes he was out there, and I don't know that would be good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think it literally was his first series, first drive as an NFL quarterback. So I think you gotta give him a little bit of time. I don't know.
Can I ask Jillian a question? Because this is where I always wonder.
Yeah.
Like a young quarterback, when you say a young quarterback, like, What does that mean? Like, because what's going to happen next year?
I look at Mac Jones and just, well, I think they have to get a better offensive line. I mean, I just feel like having somebody who is not just throwing the game away. You look at Mac Jones. If he was out there, oh my goodness, there would have been so many interceptions last night. You can't even imagine it because you need more time. I feel like Brissett, just his ability to stay calm and not just make horrible mistakes, given how much pressure he was under, was kind of amazing. And I just don't think, until you get that better, I don't think you want to put someone out there who's just starting off.
There are people who agree with you. So there are,
because the only way, Greg, you get better is you get experience.
Right.
But how do you get experience? And if you're still going to be young next year with zero experience, because if you don't play all year, how is that going to change?
And there's an element of masochism that's baked into being a masshole. And it's, I don't know whether it's a puritanical history or whatever, that we didn't get booze on Sunday. Like, there's just an element of us that likes to punish ourselves with things for no apparent reason. Watching Jacoby Brissett is like getting kicked in the nuts. Ooh, a 4-yard pass on a 3rd and 9. My favorite. All right, let's punt. Our best player is the punter.
Can't even throw to the sticks.
By the way, somebody who works here likes that.
Not quite that, but other things.
What's next?
So Tom Brady's name came up here for a moment. Let's pivot over to Baker Mayfield. He has spoken on a podcast because there's not enough of those, and he talked about the difference in the vibe between him with the Buccaneers and Tom Brady with the Buccaneers.
You hear some of the stories about if he didn't like a certain play call and he didn't like it throughout the week and they still called it in the game, there might have been a throwaway on purpose or thrown at the running back or receiver's feet. There's a lot of mind games going on.
Prove a point that it wasn't the right call?
Yeah, yeah. The building was a little bit different with Tom in there. Obviously, playing-wise, Tom was different. He had everybody dialed in, high-strung environment, so I think everybody was pretty stressed out.
Tom is the Bill Belichick of the Bucks.
I wonder where he learned that.
Right?
At Michigan.
So if he didn't like the play and they still called it in the game, Tom Brady would throw it away. I mean, I don't...
Well, to be fair, when Baker Mayfield throws it away, we don't know if it was on purpose or not.
I believe that, though. Don't you believe that?
No,
based
I
off...
don't. The
guys, here's why, here's
he
Greg,
wants to win football games.
Greg, but like here's why I believe it. And this is why as Tom's getting better as a commentator. Because he was asked about if a receiver fell down and, you know, that kind of thing, what would he do with that receiver moving forward? He basically said, I wouldn't throw him the football. I would not even look at him.
Yeah.
So you don't think if Tom felt like a play was bad, he would be like, all right, this play's bad. I'm throwing it at somebody's feet just because I want you to, you know, I'm not running something that I know is not going to work.
Oh, he did that with the Patriots, Greg. He would chuck the ball, according to people at practice, at Nikhil Harry's helmet, like just pissed off that he wasn't running the right route.
But he doesn't seem like that passive-aggressive, where in-game he's going to do that.
He does.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He showed up in the front row of Bruce Arians' retirement press conference after just putting a knife in his back
with a smile from ear to ear.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Let's pivot over to hockey real quick, Greg. The Bruins made an interesting signing just before the month of September, and that was bringing in veteran forward Tyler Johnson for a tryout and an opportunity to be on the team.
Tyler Johnson and Richard Fitz in Boston? What a week.
I know, right? And Tyler Johnson for years played with the Tampa Bay Lightning and talked about being in Boston.
Yeah, I think it's been enough years. You know, played a lot of meaningful hockey against this team and a couple good playoff series and a lot of regular season games. So I used to hate Boston, but it's going to be fun playing in front of the home crowd instead.
All right, not bad. Used to hate Boston. Now I'm here and I love it. All right, Chime. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Up next, we'll get to Courtney and to today's news.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.